Would you please stand for the reading of God's Word?
And give me a minute. Turn with me. Thank you. I don't think Jesus wanted this done today. Hear these words from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 17. The apostle said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." He replied, "If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it will obey you. Suppose one of you has a servant plowing or looking after the sheep. Will he say to the servant when he comes in from the field, 'Come along now and sit down to eat'? Won't he rather say, 'Prepare my supper, get yourself ready, and wait on me while I eat and drink? After that, you may eat and drink.' Will he thank the servant because he did what he was told to do? So you also, when you have done everything you were told to do, should say, 'We are unworthy servants. We have only done our duty.'" This is the word of God for the people of God. Let us pray. Holy Father, open our hearts, our minds, our eyes, and our ears that as you speak to us today, we will receive those words and put them into action in our lives. And may the words from my mouth be a blessing unto you. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. So how many of you are happy with where you are? How many of you would like to have more wealth? How many of you would like to have better health? How many of you would like to I didn't hear it, so.
It was the unspoken word.
It was what?
The unspoken word.
The unspoken word. Sleep? How many of you would like to have a little bit more power? How many of you would like to have more faith? Okay. I'm glad all of you raised your hands. Because that's what the disciples did. You know, as you read Scripture, and if you get into it just a little bit, you can't help but think about what went through Jesus' mind sometimes with His disciples. So they asked Him, "Lord, give us more faith." And I'm kind of a visual person, so I'm thinking Jesus kind of looked at them and smiled and gave a little chuckle within himself, and this was his reply. "Heck, if y'all just have just a little bit of faith, that's all you need. All you need is faith the size of a mustard seed, the size of a pinhead, and you could move a tree or a mountain." So many times because of where we live or the times that we live in, we think that we need more, bigger. I remember Angie and I, we started out when we got married in a little small upstairs apartment. And then Danny came along and we wanted something a little bit bigger. And so we moved on to a little bit bigger place, and then a little bit bigger place, and then a little bit bigger, because we wanted a little more. Sometimes we have a Volkswagen bug, and we dream of the day when we drive around in this big Yukon. Or, and if you're driving a Yukon, don't think I'm picking on you, all right? That's just the word that popped in my mind. We continually want more and we want better, right? I mean, that's just human nature. It's okay to say that. I want more. The disciples wanted more. They wanted a lot more. They wanted to be able to walk around and be able to exhibit this great, massive, huge faith. I mean, they were with Jesus. They needed to be bigger and better. And that's the whole thing, bigger and better. That's what the world wants us to think, that we've got to have bigger and better. Those satanic things like cell phones. For all you young folks that are here, my first cell phone was about that big. They called it a bag phone. And you had to keep it plugged into your car and you drove around. And I had friends that they couldn't afford them, so they'd go and take the receiver off their mother's phone and act like they were talking on the phone in their car. Y'all are laughing, but I bet some of y'all did it too. But we went on from there. We needed something better and not as gawky. So then out comes the phones, the portable cell phones. And they were really small, and some of them were flip phones, and that wasn't good enough because we needed to be able to send a message to someone, so they invented texting. Well, texting on a flip phone, you had to hold the button down in order for a letter to come up. Well, that wasn't acceptable. So then we had to put a typewriter keyboard on our phones. Well, if you're like me, if your hands are big, there's no telling what you send in that text, because spell check has to correct you. And then it was really important that we upgrade and do all of these wonderful things and be able to take a picture of ourselves. Then came something even better, Facebook. Now we can get on Facebook and gripe and whine and complain about everybody and everything and not have to face any consequences for it. And then somebody, did they come out with another iPhone? iPhone 10?
Yeah, iPhone
11?
Yep.
Why? My mother-in-law's flip phone works just fine. Because we live in a society that we think we've got to have bigger and better. And what? I didn't hear. I can't hear you.
A note 10.
Note 10? I don't have a clue what that is. Bigger, better cell phone. Hold that up to your ear, and in 4 or 5 years, they're going to tell you it causes cancer. That's just how life is. That's the way things are. Bigger and better. They were doing it back then. The disciples wanted bigger and better. And Jesus said, you ain't even got to the point where you have minimum yet. Here's the thing. And Christians, God love them, we're the world's worst at wanting to be able to show off our faith, show off our walk, strut around like the Pharisees. We want more, more, more. Jesus was saying in this text, think small. In a world like today where everything has to be bigger and better, think small. All we need is a little. Have you ever thought about the little things in life? I think there's a saying, the little things matter the most. It's the same thing in our Christian walk. It's the small little things that make the biggest difference. How many of you believe that? That the smaller, the bigger. For those that don't or aren't real sure, here's one. It was a small stone that brought down a giant. God makes oceans out of streams. You ever think about that? 5,000 men gathered with their families at this mount. And two little fish and five loaves of bread fed them all. You want great faith? Think about the small things in life. Think about... Think about your family. Spending time gathered in the living room without the TV or the cell phones and talking about each other's day. Well, what good is that going to do? It'll let family know that we care. Think small. Think about taking care of the widow down the street. Or that person that has lost a loved one. Think small. Think about sharing a smile with someone who is frowning. Think about sharing some times with somebody who has special needs. Think about taking 20 to 30 minutes out of your week and volunteering up at the school. So years ago, we had a program that we were doing at one of the churches that I was in. And it was for these so-called underprivileged kids. The kids were underprivileged, but some of moms and dads weren't. So they would come to the church and spend time learning how to read because they had fallen into that area of nobody really cared. So one summer they came up and they spent time up there. And some of them, you know, we fed them breakfast, we fed them lunch, we fed them a snack. And they had activities and all this other stuff that was going on. And we'd have folks that would come in and volunteer to spend some time, just 20 minutes with them. And you should have seen the glow on those kids' face when those adults would come in and sit down with them on an individual basis and just spend time with them. You see, it wasn't the children that were getting blessed there. It was the adults. Because the adults during that 20-minute period got to find out why that child, particular child, happened to be wearing the same set of clothes for the third day in a row. They got to find out why it was such a mad rush when the kids came in for breakfast, because none of them had had anything to eat since lunch the previous day that we had served them. Some of them, they learned that because they were so droggy and so out of it and unkept was because mom and dad got arrested last week for selling drugs. And grandma couldn't handle them. Twenty minutes is all it took to be a blessing to those children and for the children to be a blessing to the adults. Think small. You don't have to do all of this grand illusion stuff to draw attention to you or to your faith. Now, don't get me wrong. Doing that, it's good. But we don't have to have faith the size of a watermelon in order to do the will of God. There's a song that's out in the Christmas space. I can't remember who the guy is. It's called Dream Small. You need to listen to that. Because it is the small things that we do in our lives that strengthens our faith. And it's those smaller things that bring people to Christ. And if our job on earth is to be a disciple, instead of hollering out to Jesus, "Give us more faith," we should be hollering out, "Give me an opportunity to show my faith. Give me the chance to be remarkable in a small way." By doing that, we have to habitually pray. We have to keep promises. We have to practice hospitality. We have to forgive our enemies. We have to make difficult decisions when certainty is not available. And when you fail, don't have a pity party for yourself. Start over. That's what strengthens our faith. That's what helps our faith to grow. So look for a place where you can show your faith in the most small places. Because that type of faith is contagious. And others can do the same thing. Because now it's not on a grand stage. Bow with me in prayer. Gracious Father, we thank you for the faith that you give us. Father, when we come to you wanting more, 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 remind us that all we have to do is use what we have. Father, we know that you are the master of all. Show us areas where we can serve others, where we can give an example to someone else, that they might be able to experience faith. Father, we pray this in your Son's holy and precious name. Amen.